Winston Churchill was a person with a quick quip. And during World War II, he said, "When you're going through hell, keep on going." It is often when we are stunned by life that we tend to stop and be in shock. But he gives us an apt advice. When things get tough, keep going. But don't make it tougher for yourself. Jesus had a beautiful phrase when he was asked, "How many times should I forgive when I'm insulted or hurt? 7 times a day? Jesus goes, "No, 70 times seven. And did you ever think that these were not individual points of forgiveness? But sometimes when we are hurt by someone, these are one personal pain that gets repeated in our life because it tries to get a foothold in my life. Forgiveness is our fight for our freedom. Every time someone hurts you, they want to take your time and help you spend it on them. How could he do that to me? How could she do that to me? How could they say that to me?" Just 3 or 4 times of forgiveness right there. Never be a host for the parasite of hatred or forgiveness, because it's like drinking poison and expecting someone else to die. Fight for your freedom. Forgiveness, what Jesus said, is always a fight for your independence and your freedom, taking your life into your own hands and saying, "No one will control me." Do not give up your freedom too easily. I always have in my imagination when someone hurts you and you're crying in your house and you're perhaps making it difficult on everyone else who lives there, and the person who hurt you is having a piña colada somewhere in the Bahamas and has forgotten about you already. Sometimes when you look at evil, it knows how to survive because it's a parasite. It is something that needs a host to live. When you refuse to regurgitate garbage into your own life, you forgive and say, "The first person who has gained their freedom today is me. And I will fight for that freedom. Someone who has done something bad to me, I will protect myself from it. But more than that, I will protect myself from recycling ideas and anger and hatred that should die. I will not be its host. Parasites should die, and we should never give evil a place to live." Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.